Welcome to the Healing Room. I'm Ariel. This is a prayer for if you're about to do something super scary, like go to court. This is not a time to be out of your body. When we get afraid, that's the first thing we tend to do. We start to get ungrounded. The energy that shoots out of our feet into Mother Earth starts to kind of curl up. Instead of like a root to a tree, it starts to curl up around our ankles and our feet like fear, like a vine backing its way up our legs instead of shooting down into our grounding system and making us powerful and strong like a superhero. And then as that energy starts to pull up out of the ground, we start to exit out the top of our head. The top of the head is this vortex called the crown chakra, and we start to slip out of it. We meaning we are made of light. We're like this wisp of light, and we live in this costume of a body here on Earth, and we function inside this costume or inside this Earth suit, like a space suit that you would use on the moon. And our spirit begins to exit when things get tough here. So you want to bring that spirit right back in if you're going to fight. Using my breath to start moving the energy. So we're going to collect all of your spirit or all of your soul light from the universe and bring it back down into the body, into the human form. I'm going to scan the universe looking for pieces of you, parts of you. So what this looks like is, remember, for those of you who are on the East Coast as a child and kids would take apart the lightning bugs and like smear their glowing light on their skin. And so there would just be pieces of the glowing light everywhere. That's what it looks like. It's like I've got to collect all those pieces of you and bring you back into your body. The minute we have fear, we start to disperse. It's kind of like a star in the night sky, and it gets hit by something like a meteor, and it bursts into a million little pieces. So we're going to become like a magnet and pull all those pieces back to us. We call on our light. We call our light back into us. Imagine the Milky Way, and in the Milky Way, as it kind of moves left and right, meanders like a river, left and right, down from the sky toward you, and all the little flecks and pieces in it are actually pieces of your soul. We're bringing them all back into you so that you can be bright and powerful like an angel. The brighter your light, the more powerful you are. So in this life, people think of power as like money or things or a buff body. But I think of power as light. If you are filled with God's light, you are badass. You are powerful. So build that light up, build it up, build it up. We're going to call in all the parts of you, everywhere you've left it. When you were a little kid and you went through a trauma, and some of your light was dispersed. When you were in your teens and something happened and some of your light was dispersed. When you were in your 20s and something happened and your light was dispersed. Your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, your 70s, your 80s, your 90s. And for the few of you listening who might have passed 100, we're going to call on your light and bring it back in, back down through. We bring it back in. It's not time to go yet. When it's your time to go, we can untether your roots from your feet. And you can gently and easily move up through your crown. But as long as you're living up until the very last day, you want to be fully here, fully present, in your power, shining, glowing, smiling from God's light within you. beaming, happy. In there. I want to look into your eyes and see that you are in there. Welcome back. Welcome home. The body is the home. It's where we live. It's the temple. It's the meeting place. Now that we are back in, we ask our angels and our spirit guides to please gather around us. Now that we are in one place and they know where to find us, we call them in. We ask the angels to shine their light on us so that we become even brighter. We ask our team of spirit guides to move around us with their joy and their beautiful colors, the pastel colors. We ask that we can feel their joy and their happiness and their play. We ask our angels to move on each side of us so that we can feel their power like bodyguards on each side, supporting us, helping us to feel powerful and strong. We ask that we are fearless, that we are unafraid of anything here on earth or in the universe, on any plane. We ask that our light vibrates as high as we can go, the highest frequency we can take it. We ask that we feel pure joy, pure happiness. We ask that the light builds in our chest and our upper back, the heart chakra, as it opens to the front and it opens to the back. We ask that we are made of pure light. We are all heart. Living from our heart. Living from our soul. Living from our soul light. Living from our place of laughter. Joy. Thanksgiving. Peace. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to the light. We ask that God's light, the angelic light, pours down through our crown vortex now, through the top of our head, the tops of our shoulders, down through our bodies, through our hips, and pushes its way down to the ground so we make a pure and strong connection from heaven to earth. We ask that we are as bright as angels on earth, fearless and brave. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to the light.